Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Episode 125 of Feeling Good with Duddy. That's right, we did it. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and hanging out with us. I really do appreciate it. I know it's been a few weeks since my last episode, and I do apologize, but man, it's been a crazy couple weeks, and I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. We have a very fun show today, and I actually have someone here with me today, my good friend Ruben. Hey, you know him. Say what up, Ruben.
What's going on, guys?
You may remember him from being the guy who tells us about weed. He is also the trombone player for my band, the Dirty Heads, and a very, very good friend of mine. He's going to sit in here all day with me, and it's going to be awesome. Listen, if you have been listening to the show and you have been enjoying it, go on over to Facebook and sign up for the Feeling Good with Duddy Facebook group. It's a good time. The people over there are awesome and very friendly. They will invite you in with open arms. And I got this podcast back up and running. Like, maybe it's been like a month now. There's 2,200 people in there already.
So awesome.
And it's active. If you want to be a part of an active, growing, fun group, then head over there. If you don't want to be a part of that, then don't. That's up to you. That's okay. And if that's not enough fun for you, if the show and that group's not enough fun for you and you want more fun, you can go to my Instagram and you can subscribe. It is $5 a month to subscribe for my Instagram page. But I do live stream every single Dirty Head show. I also live stream every Dirty Head sound check. I try to do backstage tours at all the venues, but I do forget sometimes. And I apologize about that. There's also another thread of just awesome people that talk 24 hours in that subscriber group as well. It's a lot of fun, so you can head over there. If you need more fun than this show in that group, you can do that. It's going to be a rad show. Ruben's here. My brother left me another voicemail. Solid Dad Vibe sent me another banger-ass track. We're going to talk some weed with Ruben. We're going to do some Q&A. It's going to be awesome. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Let's get at it.
Yep.
All right, here we go. As you can see, I am not in my garage, guys. I'm here on my tour bus wearing short shorts because it's hot, and it's a rare sighting of my legs. And you can see why. They're very white legs. I'm okay with that, and you know what? I hope you guys are okay with it, too. Anyways, we are here, like I said, on the tour bus. Finally, we've got all of our stuff. Yes. We've got all of our things. We're settled in. We're getting ready for this tour. We are in Cleveland, but before we made it to Cleveland, we did have some stops all along the way. Our first show of this run, which is wild that it's our first show, was at Red Rocks. If you guys don't know what Red Rocks is, look it up. It's amazing. One of the coolest venues in the world.
Bucket list.
Bucket list. It really is. And it was, as always, an amazing night, and we brought our good friends Catastro out to, you know, kind of do a tribute to Andy, who we lost a little over a year ago, and we played the song Good Times that we were writing, you know, in the studio with them right before Andy passed, and, you know, it was a very special moment, and it was just awesome to see those dudes out there getting to play and just awesome hanging with those guys.
Amazing so, musicians, huh?
They really are. They're very, very talented dudes, man, and I know they're going to just continue to do something really cool. I just know it. But that show was awesome, and then I was there with my family. We had a couple days off, and I went and checked out Meow Wolf in Denver. I had a different experience than Ruben had. Yeah. I went with my family, and so my kids were just running around. They thought it was the coolest thing. I did too. It was my first time checking out Meow Wolf. I thought it was freaking awesome. If you've never been in a Meow Wolf and you're in a city that has one, do yourself a favor. Go check it out.
Definitely go.
I felt great.
I was a little... It was so rad. It was beautiful. Everything is just, it's an immersive art experience, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I had elevation sickness, plus I was hungover.
Yeah.
And
not a good combo.
It was like a 3-hour walk through a nightmare.
It's long. If you had a headache, like a hangover-y headache, and you went to Meow Wolf, that's insane. But something did happen while I was in there that I thought was pretty funny. I think half the people in there are just on drugs. And rightfully so. That's a place where you go and do drugs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we came across this dude who was just like hugging the wall, and he had his eyes closed, and he was just hugging this wall, and my kids were just sitting there staring at him. And my son Jack's like, "Dad, why is that guy hugging the wall? And my brain was like, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Like, what do I say? And I went, you know what, bud? He's on drugs. That's why you don't do drugs. You hug walls if you're on drugs. And he was just like, wow. He thought that was pretty funny. But you know what? One other thing happened to me while I was in Denver, and I wrote this down because I don't know. Does anyone else feel this way? We went to go to a restaurant. I don't even remember the name of this restaurant, but it was like a Mexican restaurant out there. And I go in, and it's like 2 p.m. on like a Wednesday or whatever it was. There was like one other family in there, and they were like bumping house music, like so loud. It was insanely loud to where I wanted to leave, you know? And I was just like, this is crazy. But of course, you know, my wife was like, we're not leaving. We stayed. But this happens. This happened to me right before I left for tour. Mark Wahlberg. You guys know Mark Wahlberg.
I know him personally.
He opened up a new... You know him personally? And look, dude, I love Mark. I love Marky Mark. And I was back in the day with the Funky Bunch, dude. I was in. I got nothing wrong with the guy. And he opens up a new restaurant near my house. This is weird, though, because he's like a Boston dude.
Yeah.
It's Marky Mark. We all know who Marky Mark is. He's Boston fucking guy. And he opens up a new restaurant near my house called Fletcher's. And it's a Mexican restaurant. Okay. So my daughter wanted to go check it out. So we went to go check it out. That was what was happening here at Fletcher's in Huntington Beach, California. We went there, same thing, 2 p.m. for lunch, and they were playing the loudest fucking music ever. You couldn't even talk at the table. A stir started. We started hearing all the people around us. Mom, like, this is too loud. This is too loud. We all started telling our waitress. We were like, hey, let's all start telling our waitress this is too loud. And we did. And they turned it down.
You're officially that guy.
Dude, I don't care. I felt like it was a win for the people. If you've ever been in a restaurant and you are, I mean, come on, start talking to people around you. They probably feel the same way.
100%.
They probably feel the same way. That shit is annoying.
House music is definitely what you want to listen to when you're out with your family.
Yeah, like really, really, really loud house music to where the waitress is like, what? What? What did you want? What? Like, that's insane. So don't do that. Don't be the loud restaurant.
Yeah.
Don't do that. If you want to be a loud something, then open up a nightclub. And then you can do that. And at that nightclub, you can serve some appetizers and food. Yeah. You're going to get best of both worlds. Everyone will be happy. I think I said whatever
best
I said.
Of best world.
I said some weird stuff, but I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. Yeah, we had Levitate Festival as well. That was super fun. And then right after Levitate, we headed to Canada. And this is something I think a lot of people don't know about, like, touring bands who go to Canada. I love Canada. I look forward to it every time, but there's one thing I do not look forward to. Crossing the border.
It's like a fortress there.
Yeah, and they go through everything. And so we have to get rid of everything, if you know what I mean. We're the dirty heads. We have pot and stuff. So, you know, we can't bring that into Canada every time. So we have to just clear the bus out. Everything is gone. And,
all the best stuff.
All the best stuff. But this crossing wasn't so bad. We had to get out, you know, and we were in there for, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. That's not that bad, to be honest. That's, like, kind of a good one. I've had times where we would be in there for 6 hours, and they've taken every single thing out of our trailer and gone through every single road case that we have just to find nothing and then leave everything open for us to put all back together and put back in.
This is my first time crossing the Canadian border.
Really?
Yeah, through, like that way.
Oh, like with a band and stuff? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I played in Victoria, but there was not the same... It wasn't the same as that.
Huh.
It was definitely not. It was further on our coast, and the Victoria Ska Festival I played, but... Yeah, that was a really different experience.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
They kind of scare the shit out of you. They don't make it pleasant. Like, it is a thing where every time you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. And you always seem to do it at, like, 4 a.m.
Yep.
You know, and everyone's got to wake up, get out, crawl in there looking like a bunch of zombies.
Yeah.
But we made it, and we had a really fun show. I forget the name of the casino. Do you remember?
Falls View Casino. Niagara Falls.
Yes, it was right by Niagara
Gorgeous.
Falls. And what was really cool is the room I got was, like, looking straight down at the falls. found out a fun fact about the falls. Obviously, we all know what the Niagara Falls are. They're freaking terrifying. Yeah. And if you see right now, as a quick little side note, me and Ruben starting to sweat, we have to turn the AC off to record this, and it's freaking hot. So
I'm a sweaty guy.
Give us a break. Give us a break. But yeah, the falls are huge, and they're terrifying. And I found out a fun fact while I was there. Over 5,000 people have gone over the falls. 5,000 people have fallen to their death and their bones are crunching on... Like, there's no way... Wait. That seems like one of the worst ways to possibly go.
Yeah. It's been... There's accidental deaths and suicides there and all kinds of crazy shit.
So, I think that everyone has heard, like, the story or they think is, like, a myth about, like, someone going over the falls in a barrel. Oh, that happened. And it was a lady.
Yeah.
She was like a teacher, a school teacher.
She was the first survivor or the last survivor?
Or I think she was the first one to do it and survive, and it was a lady, yeah. And she was just like a teacher, and she's like, fuck it, give me a barrel. And she did it and survived. I was looking at them from my hotel room, looking at the falls, and just like, the balls on that lady. Holy crap. Not for me. That's terrifying. But we made it. We made it through Canada. The border crossing on the way back is always much easier. And then we made it here to Cleveland, where we are right now. And you know what I did? You all right, bud?
I'm okay.
Okay. we made it to Cleveland, and I woke up. The first day off we had, I woke up in Cleveland, and I said, I want a dog. So I went on a mission.
Oh, he hears you.
Oh, my dog just almost knocked the camera over.
He hears you.
Oh, yeah. He's like, what is going on? He might take a deuce right there. I'll get you in a second, buddy. I got a dog. I went on a mission. I went to 4 shelters. This lovely, lovely lady, Natalie, she helped me out. Wiz, our tour manager, linked me up with this awesome organization that they just rescue dogs. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put like a link here. I'm going to figure out a way to, if you guys want to go on and donate to this link, and I don't have the card in front of me, which I feel bad, so I don't know the exact name, and I don't want to mess it up, but I am going to put a link on this pod, so if you're listening, go into the description of the podcast. I'm going to have a link to where if you want to go and donate to this organization, you can, and they are amazing. I'm going to do it, and I hope everyone else does. She took me to 4 different shelters, which is hard because you want to save all of them. You really do. The last one I went to, which was the worst one, like, I don't mean like they were bad, but like it was hard because it was just rows and rows of cages and all the dogs were barking and it was so loud. And I came across this cage with this beautiful, beautiful angel in it. And I got him and I took him. I rescued him. He has been here now with us for the last 3 days. His name is Poncho. He's the cutest thing in the world. He's everyone's favorite dog.
Yes, he is already.
He's getting so spoiled out here. He has no idea this next 2 months is going to be the freaking best 2 months of his life. I think he already has had the best 3 days of his life.
Yep.
He's getting spoiled. We love him. Come over here, Poncho. Come over here and say hi. Let's see. I can get him in the camera. Oh, your boy. Oh, that's right. That's my good boy. But, yeah, so I've been here in Cleveland with a dog, a brand new dog. So I haven't been doing much besides going on long walks and watching, like, movies and stuff in my room and just cuddling the shit out of this guy. But I did watch a really freaking cool movie. I watched the new Shyamalan movie, Watchers. Holy crap. I highly recommend it. I'm a huge fan of Shyamalan, and I think I'm saying his name wrong, but I think it's close enough.
M. Night Shyamalan, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of him. I always love his setups are perfect. They seem like you always get into a situation where you're just like, oh my God, this is like such a great setup. The scene is amazing. The visuals are cool. I thought it was a really rad movie. And this one is very cool is a lot of times when I watch these movies where I'm not going to spoil anything, but you know when there's something that you're waiting till the end, like you want to see the bad thing, and then sometimes when you see it...
He always has a twist. He always has like a wild-ass twist.
Yes, there is a twist, but like what I'm saying, like when you finally like see what you've been wanting to see, I don't want to say too much, so when you finally see it, you're not disappointed. It's fucking creepy and dope, so you're like, whoa, crap. So that was really rad. I know you were saying you watched a cool movie.
Yeah, I watched a few movies, definitely in our days off. But one I'd been, you know, in the back of my head, I knew I hadn't seen it, and I really wanted to. It's called Ghost Dog.
And Ghost Dog, that's an older one.
It's, yeah, I can't recall what year exactly, but, Yeah, Forrest Whitaker is like the G. Just a badass hitman, and he kind of follows the samurai code. It's really it's kind of gives you like the like a mashup of like a gritty like gangster movie with a samurai film. There's like long pauses and poetry.
That sounds amazing.
Some sword fighting and some just badass like hitman shit. I was really, really into it. Yeah, I loved it.
That sounds dope. So if you haven't seen Watchers or Ghost Dog, go check them out. And then go over to my Facebook group, Feeling Good with Duddy on Facebook, and let us know what you think. Sorry, I'm burping. One more thing. I have been doing, like I said, I've just been going on long walks. My friend Christian, a lot of you know, he worked with the Dirty Heads forever. He's one of my best friends. And he manages, you know, Denim. He manages Bikini Trill and, you know, a couple other bands as well. And he's just a great dude. But he said, hey, I know you're going on tour and I know you like listening to podcasts. He's like, you have to listen to this podcast called Valley High. He said, it's just really funny. And knowing you, he's like, I think you're going to really enjoy it. So this is the best show I've ever listened to in my life. And it's hard to say because Kill Tony's like my favorite podcast ever. And it probably still is. I'm not going to lie. Kill Tony's my favorite podcast. But this one is, whoo, it's getting up there. It is so funny. It's this guy, Doug Duguay is his name, and it's a fake story. He made up this whole fake story about his neighborhood in Burbank, and it is wild and hilarious. I don't even want to tell you too much else, but please look up Valley Heat. Valley Heat. I said hi, huh? Valley Heat.
You're hot.
It's amazing. There's two seasons. You have to go back to season one and listen to the first episode and start from there and listen to them all. That is another one. Please, please, please look up Valley Heat and just listen to the first episode. There's no way you're not listening to the second episode if you listen to the first episode. It's freaking hilarious.
Sounds super creative, like the guy is doing everything.
He does everything. All the ads in it are fake ads that he makes. They're all hilarious. All the music and songs that are in it are him making everything. It's insane. It's so creative, and it's so freaking hilarious. It literally is kind of blowing my mind every time I listen. I'm like, this guy's a fucking genius,
and he's
cracking
me
up. And you know what else cracks me up? When my brother Jake, who everyone knows, likes to call me when he's driving around and he sees things that just bother him sometimes. He's very, very serious about things that bother him. And he likes to just call and leave me these insane voicemails. And he left me another one. So I think right now we should go ahead and listen to that. Here it goes. This is a voicemail. This is a voice message from my brother Jake.
Daddy, what up? It's Jake on my way to work, and I'm bothered. I'm bothered by something, so I figured let me call you, hopefully get your answering machine, which I did, and then I will now bother you with what bothers me. And what that is people saying low-key before they tell you anything. Like, Dad, I could low-key go for a burger right now, or whatever it is. I don't understand it. I don't know where it came from. Where does it go? Where does it come from, Cottonmouth Joe? I don't understand why anyone's saying low-key before anything, because it's unnecessary in every way. It doesn't need to exist. That's why it bothers me so much. I actually didn't sleep last night. I was just in bed staring at the ceiling, wondering why anyone would ever say they low-key like something. That just means you like something. If you low-key like it, that means you like it. You don't need to say low-key. If you low-key want to do something, that just means you want to do that thing. It really doesn't mean that you low-key want to do it. And once you announce that you low-key like something or low-key want to do something, it's no longer low-key. Because if I'm understanding what low-key is supposed to be, you should keep it on the down low, right? This is just the new way of saying the down low. So once you've announced that you low-key want to go have a hamburger or whatever, it's now high-key. You've now made it high key. Everyone around knows, so you don't ever need to say it again, and you shouldn't have said it in the first place. If you low key like something, it just means you like it. That's not a big deal, Duddy.
All right, so that was insane, as always, and I can't wait to hear what else he leaves on my voicemail next. I low key can't wait.
Low key again.
I low key cannot wait.
I say low key, I say high key, but not, yeah. Sorry.
Shit. All right. Well, I want to get into something just amazing right now. For those of you that have been listening, I think you guys know who Soledad Vibe is. Oh, I think you do. He's taken this show over by storm. He's a rising star. And for those of you who don't know who Soledad is, maybe this is your first episode you've been listening to, that's okay. I'm going to fill you in right now. You're going to know. He is a Uber driver it was years back, and in Cincinnati. And he was just a really nice guy, Soledad. And we talked a lot as he was driving, and, you know, he found out that I was in a band. He asked me about the band, and he thought that was cool or whatnot. And then I didn't really hear from him for years after that. I just thought Soledad was a thing of the past. What a nice guy. Wish him the best. Oh, not a thing of the past. He is the future. He's the future of music. I got a random DM one day in my Instagram account, and he's like, "Daddy, it's Soledad. You told me about your band when I was driving around, and I looked it up and I started listening to it, and I really liked it and inspired me to start making my own music. And I want to send you a song that I wrote, and I hope you like it. Here it is." And he sent me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to recap all the songs that he sent me so far. He sent me two. And the first song he sent me was Bong Bowl. And here it is. This is Soledad by Bong Bowl.
"Since you left me, girl, my life has been like an empty bong bowl. When we were together, my bong bowl life was dank and full bong bowl. Since you left me, my ganja bowl is empty. I used to have plenty of ganja in the bowl. Now it's empty bong bowl." Soledad vibe.
Okay, I think we can all agree that's a fucking banger, and that will be stuck in your head for the rest of your life. Yeah. Thank you, Soledad. We thought it could not get any better. Oh, we thought that where do you go from there? We thought that that was the best. And then I got another DM from him, and he said, "Duddy, oh my God, thank you for playing my song Bong Bowl on your show. I've been getting so much love, and I saw how happy it was making people, so I want to send you another song. Here's my new song I wrote. I hope you like it." And you guys, here it goes. I'm going to play it for you. This song is called Vape Pen.
"You took my heart and my vape pen charger when you left me. Since that day, getting high has been much harder. You took my good USB cord. Will I ever see you again? Will I ever use my vape pen? In the wind, red light flashing on my vape pen. Vape pen, red light flashing on my vape pen. Vape pen, red flag blowing in the wind. Will I ever use my vape pen again? Will I ever get high again? Good question. Red light flashing on my vape pen." Soledad vibe.
All right. So now it is solidified that Soledad is the real deal. He's out there just making hits, right? And I'm like, oh my God, he sent us Bong Bowl. He sent us Vape Pen. Where could it possibly go from here? It can't go anywhere but down because we're already on the top, right? I was wrong again. I've only been wrong three times in my life, and they've all been about Soledad. oh, man. But no, he sent me another track, guys. And this one is fucking crazy. This one is called Soledaddy.
"Call me Soledaddy when you hang with me. Roll a Solafatty. Let's burn some tree. Be my Soledaddy. Come home with me. See my Soleshanty. Be a Soledaddy. Roll a Soledaddy. Call me Soledaddy.
Soledad Vibe Tribe. I see you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We thought Bongo couldn't be topped. We thought Vape Pen couldn't be topped. And then he hits us with Call Me Soledaddy. Roll a Solid Fatty. Be my Solabatty. Come check out my Sala Shanty. And while you're there, would you please call me Soledaddy?
I've never been so excited about an artist.
He's breaking grounds.
Trailblazer, really.
He's obviously a poet. Right? I think he was a poet first. And then he started, and then he was like, you know what, I'm gonna put some music to this. The music's hard, like right when it comes in, you're just like, ooh. And then he hits you with deep ass shit.
Vape Pen.
He is a man amongst men.
Soledaddy.
Soledaddy, man. I cannot wait to see how bright this man's future can shine, because he's going to change the world. But at least he's going to change the world of music. I mean, people are going to have to start trying a lot harder if you're going to want to keep
up. He's really raising the bar.
He's raised the bar.
Songwriting.
God damn.
Composition.
Whew. That shit was wild. I mean, honestly, I'm so fired up right now on that song. I think I need to relax a little bit. I think it's time. Let's smoke some weed.
I quit.
You quit? What? You can't quit. That'll be, I'll lose a whole segment of my show. I only got like four of them. All right, man. We're going to get into some weed with Ruben. Let's go.
Call me Soledaddy. When you hang with me, roll a Solafatty. Let's burn some tree, be my Solafatty.
All right, let's talk about some weed. What do we got here today, Ruben?
Well, Daddy. man, I'm just really still excited about Red Rocks and that show that we had. The reason I bring it up is because I invited out a couple different people to hang out, and a couple friends of mine were able to come out from Green Dot, and these guys are just really passionate, again, about what they do with cannabis, from the top, like the owners, to the every person involved. They're just doing really top tier, like, concentrates and flower, you know, some of the best flower I've ever seen coming to Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah.
For Ruben to say that, that's wild, because he's probably seen all of it.
I mean, I do like, that's one of the things I love to do about, you know, on tour, just going out and finding good cannabis friends, so I pride myself on that stuff. You know that.
Yes,
and
I do.
So, yeah, today we're going to do some of their rosin. This is Headbanger Cross with HSB. And the flavors you're gonna taste are like a sour diesel, which is like unmistakable, and then like a citrus lemon.
Ah.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a little bit of that rosin out of the Peak Pro from Puffco.
Yeah, man.
Shout out again. Puffco is one of our biggest supporters on the road.
We love
Anytime that. We need anything, they take care of it in no time.
And you know what's great is not only do we love them for that, we love them because, honestly, their products are, like, the best.
They are just...
Really, it's, like, the best.
Yeah, they're making stuff with us, the consumer of cannabis, in mind.
Yeah.
And everyone there is, again, just so dedicated to what they're doing and making great products and taking care of the people that use them, so...
So we're smoking the Headbanger HSB out of the Puffco Peak Pro. Why don't you? Okay, so with these Peak Pros, it's nice. You click it twice, you wait for it to beep, and when it beeps, we've talked about it before, it makes you real happy because it's time to go. When that beeps, Ruben's gonna take a little rip,
we'll
and then he's gonna let us know how it tastes. Do you taste the sour lemon?
I do.
Nice.
Sour diesel and lemons. so good. Green Dot.
That was a lot. You just kept going there. I thought you were going to maybe offer me some, but...
I thought you were going to ask.
I'm going to give this a go. Once again, Puffco, thank you guys so much. And
Green Dot.
Green Dot, Headbanger, HSB. Green Dot, Puffco, thank you guys so much. We love y'all. I'm going to hit this. And then after I am done doing that, we're going to get into some Q&A. Lag out.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you about mine.
All right, it is Q&A time. Damn.
Questions.
That song's kind of fire. I don't know who that is, actually. But that's kind of dope. Maybe... Oh, maybe we gotta get whoever did that Q&A drop song to maybe like do a collab with Soledad. Oh my god, I don't know if the world's ready for it.
They are not. They Shit. Are not ready.
All right, I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. It's fucking hot in here because I had to turn the AC off so we could record this with these, you know, with the mics and whatnot. So I'm only gonna answer a couple of these questions, but I got some up here. Let's see here. Let's start with Don Malhart. I always fuck these names up. Don Malhart says, and I read this question, and I think I know the answer to this, because we've only missed, like, I mean, two or three shows, maybe. I mean, someone's going to be like, no, actually. We haven't missed many shows as a band, and we've been touring for well over 20 years now. So I kind of have an idea of all of them, but he says, back before Cali Roots and Lay Me Down was just getting radio play, I lived in Monterey, and a radio station had a free show to listen to Any Port in a Storm, and I railed some friends to go. You guys did not make it. Do you remember this? Is rallied? There a good... What did I say?
Railed.
Rallied, yeah. He railed some friends. Damn, that's a wild way to get friends to go. I will rail you if you go. He rallied some friends.
Sounds totally different story.
Puffco and the Sour Dee-Dee's hitting me.
Sour Dee-Dee.
And I rallied some friends to go. You guys didn't make it. Do you remember this? Is there a good story for the no-show at Planet Gemini on North Fremont? And then he says he's been to many shows since, and... Thank you, by the way, for continuing to be a fan of ours after our no-show. Yes, I do remember this. And this is a true story. This is no joke. We had a show, I believe, the night before, I believe, at Downtown Brew in San Luis Obispo. Yeah. Remember Downtown Brew? Did you ever do shows there?
I think so.
It's actually a really cool venue. The owners were amazing. They always treated us with nothing but fucking awesome love and respect, and... I used to love going to San Luis Obispo, and I remember we had a radio show the next day, and it was like somewhat earlier of a show, and we didn't have any information on the show. We didn't know where it was or really when we were supposed to be there. This is a true story. And we were texting our management all morning. We were calling, and I'm not trying to throw management under the bus. They'll remember this. We were trying to get this information, and we had a contact, I believe, for the radio station as well, that we were like hitting up, and like nobody was giving us any information. So we were still in San Luis Obispo, and we were about to drive out of town, and there was like this bar-ish, like it was like a bar, but they had food right there, and we're like, you know what? Let's pull over. Let's go into this bar. Let's have some breakfast, and you know, maybe have a beer or something. And then I'm sure by the time we're done eating, we'll have all the information, and we'll be on our way. Yeah. And we just never really got any information, and by the time we got the information, it was too late.
Wow.
We were all fucked. And I mean that as in we were a disaster. We started playing this thing that was like, oh, we each take turns going up to the bar, and you buy a round for everyone. You buy whatever you want. The same drink for everyone. Everyone has to drink the same drink.
Yeah.
When it's your turn, you pick the drink.
You buy the round.
So it's just everyone was...
It's a good idea.
The, yeah, but it's not when you're with a bunch of guys who just want to fuck with the other guys. So, like, we got to the point where it was like, we were drinking adios, motherfuckers.
Oh my gosh,
and just,
yeah.
It was a disaster. I ended up passing out in the alley behind the bar. The lady shut the bar down while we were inside of it. She shut the door and put a closed sign on it because she goes... You guys are too wild and too loud, but you're spending enough money to where, like, I'm down to just have you guys in while you're
here.
Awesome. And, I mean, Matt was in his underwear doing the fucking, you know, risky business slide. That's the movie, right? Whatever. You know, a cocktail or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
It was a wild day, but we didn't mean to miss that show. We wanted to be there. We wanted to be there sober. We were ready to go. And then it just, by the time the information was relayed to us, it was just too late. It was just too late.
There's no worse feeling than missing a show.
There really isn't.
I've missed one, and yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, there is a photo floating around somewhere of me and Matt passed out in the alley, and we're both asleep on Rome. Rome's leaned up against the wall, like, still kind of awake, and me and Matt are passed out in his lap, and he's, like, holding us like we're little babies. It's
wow.
I am sad I missed that show, but when I look back, that was so much fun. That night ended with Jared punching me in the face. Literally, he punched me in the face. Because he was wearing a white sweatshirt, and we had, like, a full pizza on the bed. We were at the Madonna Inn. That's what. After we got wasted, we went and got rooms at the Madonna Inn. Yeah, we were partying.
That's awesome.
And we were in one of the rooms, and there was a full cheese pizza on the bed open, and Jared was wearing this, like, brand new white sweater he loved. So we were arguing about something, and I pushed him onto the pizza. And it just destroyed his sweater, and I'm just laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing, and he got all fucking, you know, angry, as he should have. And I was like, well, fuck it, hit me then. And he just clocked me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wild night. So sorry, man. Sorry about that. Melissa Williams says, what was the inspiration behind Brightside? Every time I hear it, it reminds me of my sister who passed away a couple years ago, and I just love the picture it paints. Well, thank you, and I'm sorry for your loss. But honestly, it was like, if you need me, you can find me on the bright side. I'll be there, you know, waiting for you when the time's right. It was kind of a line I wrote, just kind of like, some people need to dwell in the negativity for a bit, you know, when something's happening. Some people like to dwell in that negativity, and hey, that's fine, but, you know, there is a brighter side. So it's kind of like, hey, go ahead and do your thing. If you want to be depressed for a little bit, if you want to be sad and you want to do that, that's fine. Everyone deals with shit in their own way.
Yeah.
I'll be over here on the bright side waiting for you when you're ready, you know? Yeah. That was kind of where that started.
It's a great way to put it. It really is a great way to put that. Because you do need to feel your feelings sometimes.
You absolutely do.
And
you know?
It's the sense of safety you get by someone telling you, hey, take your time. Mm-hmm. I'll be here when you're ready.
Yep.
That is so comforting.
Yeah.
And that's what most people want.
Totally.
You know, when they're going through something tough, they don't want to be told how to change.
You shouldn't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Like, you know, but it's like, hey,
you got to let yourself be sad
when
you're sad. And then you can pick yourself up.
And when you're ready, man, I'm here for you. I got you.
Yeah.
You
it's know? Support, man.
Yeah.
That support system. People love it. People need it.
Yeah. So that was that. Man, okay, let's do a couple more because it's fucking on here. Jen Peterson says, where were you when you found out A had passed? I'm guessing she means Andy. Were you with your other bandmates? No, I wasn't. I was at home. I was at home alone, and we were just in the studio the night before, you know, and Jared called me, and I just remember he was like, dude, Andy passed away last night. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, dude, Andy fucking died last night. And I was like, no, he didn't. That's not funny. Shut up. He goes, do you really think I would call you and say that, trying to be funny? And I was like, no, you would not. And then, like, it just, like, fucking, yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible, man. It still is terrible. I still think about it all the time. But you know what? We have his music. He will be here with us forever. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. Let's do one more. This is Amy Beckstrom. She says, is there Oh, this is about the old Patreon we had. Okay, so we used to have a Patreon page. I'm not going to do the Patreon page anymore. I don't have time to do two different shows every week. I'd rather just, you know, be able to put my focus into one show. If you do want to support the show and get extra content, you can go over to Instagram and sign up for my subscriber page. I do actually plan on trying to do some, like, live podcasty-ish shit over there, you know, like once a month or so, kind of as extra content for here, as if it were my Patreon page. So I do have ideas over there, but I'm not going to do the actual Patreon anymore. But we had a whole different show on there called the Monday Morning Hangover, and it was fucking wild. It made this show look like, you know, PG. That it was wild over there. And we would make our own cartoons. Oh my God, they were hilarious. They were just audio cartoons. There was no visual, so yeah. We would do like a podcast where we would make... They were so funny. You know what I'm going to do? Luke, for sure, will know how to go back and get all those, and I'm sure he probably has them. I'll start like doing little sneak snippets on this podcast, like on the actual one right here, of some old Monday Morning Hangover shit, because it was so funny. It was so fucking funny. So I will try and do that. But you guys, thank you so much. That was a fun episode. Ruben, thank you so much for hanging.
Thank you for having me, Daddy.
I appreciate it. And again, man, go check out that Facebook page. It's a lot of fun. Feeling Good with Daddy on Facebook. Check out my, you can subscribe on Instagram. I live stream all the shows and all that good stuff. You heard me say it. If you're listening now, you already heard me say it. Love you guys. See you next time. Peace.
Call me Soledaddy when you hang with me. Roll a Salafati. Let's burn some tree. Be my Salafati. Come home with me. See my Salashanti. Roll a Salafati. Call me Saladaddy. Saladad Vibe Tribe, I see you.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.